The Pittsburgh Public Market will be closing at the end of the month, leaving dozens of vendors to find new locations for their businesses. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Kovash talks to one business owner as she prepares for the next step.
We caught up with a vendor on a quiet day at the Pittsburgh Public Market.
My name is Jeanette Harris, and I'm the owner of Gluten-Free Goat Bakery. We offer gluten-free, vegan, soy-free baked goods to the Pittsburgh area.
Gluten-Free Goat will move to the East End after the market closes at the end of the month.
I love the Strip District, but we have been priced out of it as a small business. Unless you have capital coming from somewhere that's endless, it's really hard to have a new small business in the Strip District.
Although the bulk of Harris's work is wholesale, the opening of a space at the market was perfect timing.
For me, it was just what I needed right when I needed it, because we had to move out of this space that a friend was letting us use, basically a previous employer let me use a space for free for a while, and then I had to move out very quickly, and this was the most affordable and also the easiest process to move in. So they really made it easy for us to get here and continue our business, which was nice.
But she says she'll really miss the communal environment.
The best part has really been having relationships with other vendors, because most of us are very new to this, if not just a couple years in. And so to have that support network is huge. It really helped me out, because there are certain days where I really needed a sounding board and I didn't have a peer to speak with. But whenever I would come in, I'd be able to work out an idea and just get great advice, or even just like a hug, or, you know, whatever you're looking for that day.
I'm Sarah Kovash, 90.5 WESA News.